Welcome back to the Midday Show on 98.1 KZE. And you just heard Out of Darkness from the Levin Brothers, Peter and Tony. I happen to be speaking right now with, or have Peter right here with me on the Midday Show. I'm very thrilled. Nice to meet you, Peter.
Hi, Adam. Good to meet you, too.
Thanks for making time. I know you're on tour. It's not always easy to make something like this happen. I want to mention from the very top, very important details. Tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock, the Levin Brothers Band will be performing at Barrington Hall, which is located at 426 Stockbridge Road, right in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. And I'm speaking to you, you know, I'm not too far away. We're here right here in the Hudson Valley, but I live just 5 minutes from Catskill, New York. And I know you guys made your debut album in Catskill, New York.
Yes, at Scott Petito's studio.
Yeah.
NRS studio, I think. It's Scott's a good friend and a great engineer and a fine musician. And it's
yeah, seen him.
He built this great studio there, and predictably, you got to book him way in advance because he's busy. People coming up
I
from
bet.
New York to record there. It's great working with him, and the debut Levin Brothers Band.
The lineup is important to mention too. It's obviously you on keyboards, Tony on bass. You've got Pat La Barbera, did I pronounce it correctly, on at least on sax. I assume he maybe he's in one of those obnoxious multi-instrumentalists that we all hear about.
I've been introducing him for a couple of years as Pat La Barbera.
Oh, Pat, thank you for correcting me.
And then somebody told me, no, it's Pat La Barbera. So
Okay.
I don't know. And I and
Okay.
Pat seems to be happy with it either way, and people recognize it when I say his name.
Well,
So, okay.
We can both be mutually ignorant on this particular fact.
Also, the lineup you mentioned, Jeff
Yes.
Siegel,
Thank you.
who is local, and Jeff was with us on that first album and has been with us all these years ever since.
Fantastic, right. Jeff Siegel will be on drums, maybe percussion. I'm not sure how big and how big does the sound get? Like, it's from what I'm hearing, like from the track we just played, and I'll play another one after our talk. Is it very kind of a smaller sound for you guys, or what you're creating, an intimate vibe or something a little bit bigger?
It's a little bit bigger because I'm using an electric keyboard for a lot of stuff, and mostly conventional sounds. But I open it up a little bit. And on this tour, I've added a module that adds a pad behind what I played, just for textures, because I love textures.
Yeah, right.
And Jeff carries an array of percussion with him that we give him openings to do. And every once in a while, he surprises us. We'll be doing some intro or outro, and it gets a little spacey, and I'm just making texture sounds. And from behind me, I hear Jeff doing bird calls. So,
Yeah. Well, that's kind of like almost like a Brazilian thing, right? Like a Brazilian, like a bossa nova. They use those types of percussive elements sometimes, I noticed.
It is a little bit. We're not really doing things in that conventional way. The group is primarily a jazz quartet, but we add stuff that it is not quite so jazz. Or again, for me, it's the textures. Coming
Yes.
out of my many years with Gil Evans, and just see where it can go. And Tony does things with his bass. And the fourth member, because we were talking about Pat La Barbera, the fourth member of the group has rotated over the years, partly to see who's available and what we wanted to do based on the last recording that we just made. And we have a penchant for picking band members who live a long way from Woodstock. Pat's in Toronto, so that's not easy. We toured for quite a while, and including that last album, the cuts of which that you're listening to now, featured a wonderful jazz flutist, Allie Ryerson, who I knew from Connecticut for many years. She lives in Florida now, so getting together with Allie was really difficult. But they're all wonderful players, and they change our experience. If we're playing some of the same songs that we recorded 12 years ago, they become a different experience when we do them now, especially with a different player and And Pat's background is huge. He's a great tenor player, tenor sax player, and he was featured with the Buddy Richards Band for many years.
Well, yeah,
He spent
amazing.
years on the road with Elvin Jones.
I understand that Buddy was quite the taskmaster.
He was, but he ran a
A
tight
tight
ship.
ship, yeah.
That's you listen to the recordings or you hear the band live, and you see
There's
what
a
the
payoff
result
for
is.
that.
It's great. It's great. And of
Yeah.
course, the Elvin Jones groups, the small groups, they're legendary, and as is Elvin. And Pat's coming out of all that, and boy, can he play! People are loving his playing, so, and us too. So.
Oh, I bet. So, how big a tour? What's the length of this particular tour? How many venues, roughly? I'm just trying to get an idea of like how long you guys are out there.
I think we're doing, I believe it's 15 shows. You're talking to
Oh,
an old guy here.
not
I
so
don't remember
bad.
where
Come
I
on.
was last week.
Yeah.
Never
Well,
mind
that
what's
is a
coming.
road phenomenon. I know. I know. So, yeah.
But
Okay. So, I got a sense.
I believe it's 15 shows altogether. But three of the locations we're going to, we have multiple nights. We did 2 nights in Quebec City. Which is fantastic. We started the tour in Toronto. And we
One
did
of my cry.
three nights at a wonderful jazz club, the Jazz Bistro, which is a great club in Toronto. And we had 2 nights in northern Quebec, in a small city called Chicoutimi, which sounds like a sneeze, but I know I had to look it up. I'd never heard of it. It's 3 hours north of Quebec City, so it's up there, and they do
So
get an
people
eight.
actually live 3 miles north of the border of Canada. I did the southern
Oh
border of
no, just
Canada.
from Quebec City,
Yeah,
which
which
is
is far,
already 3 4 hours
already far.
north of the
Okay.
border.
Yeah.
So it's up there. They do get an occasional moose wandering out on the road. It turned out to be a fantastic place. The people were great, enthusiastic, big jazz fans. Go
Yeah.
figure. The food is great, and
Oh, nice.
we got to do a couple of nights there. And we've been fortunate in that. Pretty much every show we've done has been sold out, and
That's fantastic.
it's so gratifying for us, man, to have people come out.
Oh yeah. Let me remind people I'm talking with Peter Levin, who is one of the Levin brothers who are on tour, and they're stopping at Barrington Hall in Great Barrington tomorrow evening. So I don't know how many tickets are left, but I would as immediately just turn off whatever you're listening to and go and buy tickets from Barrington Hall GB. That's for Great Barrington, obviously, .com. Well, I appreciate your making time. I know you guys are hitting the road again shortly, and of course you have to be in the Berkshires.
We're all in the Kingston area.
Oh, you are. Okay. I
Gotcha.
didn't realize that. So we're neighbors. Okay. That's great.
Except for Pat LaBarbara, who
Right.
is we started the tour in Toronto, which made sense to us. We'll drive up there.
Right.
Take the 9 hour drive, and then throw Pat in the van, and keep going. So.
All right. And the new album, which we heard one track before, now we're going to play another one as we sent Peter back on the road in a moment. And this is from a new or newish album. How recent was Fade to Blue?
That was the name of the album. That's the title song, and it's about 3 years ago. It's the last studio album that we've done. We've done several live albums on the road. We're going to get at least one album coming out of this tour. It was recorded again at Scott Petito's out
Oh, perfect.
in Catskill,
Makes sense.
because we go up there, and we play. Scott makes us sound good, and it's.
Well, thank you. And we're going to play, Peter, we're going to play another song from Fade to Blue as we say goodbye. This one is called Give Me Some Scratch. Great title. And I wish you all success. I hope you have a great show at Barrington Hall tomorrow night.
Barrington, the hall, that's a new venue for us. We're
Yeah.
all looking forward to it. And
I know.
Adam, thank you so much.
Okay. My
We do
pleasure.
appreciate it. And hopefully we'll see you soon.
You will.
Take care.
All right. You too.